I think grew up, I wanted to become an engineer. Like, I loved creating things, and I still do. I love making things, and if like as I grew up, like it got more driven to the like mechanics side. I love cars, I love bikes, and one day I thought and I wished I could work maybe in a car assembly company or anything of the sort, even if it was just like a normal garage, because that was what I loved then. And like, if you came from the future and told me like that I would be doing photography right now, even though like I'm not doing it full time, like a career yet, but I maybe wish I could have told you, maybe you don't know what you're saying. If you could have come and told me that in the next like coming years you would start a podcast, I would have told you like, nah, that isn't me. But here I am. And even though like I've been through all of that, like having dreams and not achieving them, like I've always had a change in career. Like when I went to high school, and like in Kenya you are like told like in order to become an engineer, like you have to perform well in your maths, you have to perform well in your sciences, and I was not that good in numbers. And now fast forward to like 2018, 2019, but like I started taking photography seriously like in 2019. Even that's when I got my first DSLR, and I joined college and I was studying hospitality management, because I also do love cooking and I'm pretty good at it, but most people don't know it. And as time was going on, I had a dream of starting my own fast food, or maybe a restaurant, but mainly not to serve like above the world cuisines, just like normal fast food. Things to do with like ribs, briskets, and burgers. Then fast forward to like 2019 in August. That's like, no, like 2019 June, July. That's when like my interest in photography like grew, and like now I even started to think of buying my first camera. After now getting the camera, I started a YouTube channel. Like, none of these were like in my plans, you know, like most people say, like, and I was one of those people. Like, my dream was to, by the age of 25, I would have settled, I would have gotten a job, started saving up, started having a life normally. But now, like, I don't even know, like, either, like, any of those will ever happen. And now, like, I can't blame now that on anyone. It's just like table stakes, and you know, like you will never get like what you want. And I'm not like one of those people who like plan out every move that they are planning on doing. And like most of the things I do, even like I mainly feel like that it's a phase. Like I had that with photography, I had that with YouTube, and I even had it with this podcast. That's why like I was reluctant on starting like the podcast and like sharing it with my friends or anyone else, because like I thought it was like an episode and it will pass, you know. And like, no, like it was a phase, and most of the times that's why, like, you know, like now you can call it a phase. I was engineer, I wanted to be a chef, I started photography, I started a bit of video, and now this podcast. And most of the times, like, I don't know if it's a phase, but if there's anyone who like will decide whether it's a phase or not, it's only me. Like, if I choose to push myself harder and produce a podcast, talk about something, make a YouTube video, go out and shoot, then definitely it will be taken as a phase, you know. But most times, you know, like people end up giving up even before like they do start. Like, I've had time and time again that the more like, and this is like professionals, people that I look up to in photography, like they'll tell you, like the more and more like you'll go out and shoot, the more and more you'll get better. But most of the times, like I don't do it. Not that I lack ideas, not that I don't live in a beautiful place, not that I lack things to shoot, but most of the times I just end up being like the starboard guy, telling myself not to do something, you know. And at the end of the day, it ends up affecting me, because like whoever is telling me to go out and shoot and shoot, he or she have been shooting for like 10 to 13 years, and I'm here. Ever since I got my camera, it's now I have been here, and I can say like there's no change. But if like I remain reluctant and not go out there and like do the thing you love, because most of the people will say, like I don't know, Gary V saying like most of the people right now, they are willing to commit themselves, so they go to school, they get student loans or help in Kenya, then you just join the normal cycle. After job, when the job, you'll be under someone doing something that you don't love, not enjoying any bit of the day, and like when it comes time to die, now this was like in Machiavelli's video, you'll be regretting on the things that you never did, whilst right now you have all the time that you need to do all those things, you know. And he was saying like most people on their deathbeds, they don't regret on the things they did, they regret on the things that they didn't do. And in Kenya, like it's things like you see with many people, utonamtu akiamka daily kwenda job. Yes, I understand your family go to it, you have to pay for your bills, but are you willing to take the risks to do that thing that you love? Maybe it could turn out successful than turning up to a 9-to-5 job, you know. Or maybe it can fail, but either way, when you try it out, you'll know what awaits you. And even if it fails, you'll come out with a lesson. But many people don't want to do that, you know. And you end up being the hindrance to your own success, to your own goals, and to your own dreams. I don't refuse, education is important, but you don't have to like push yourself to waste 4 years in campus to do something that will never help you ever in your life, you know. I understand like many people, like for me, like right now, like ever since COVID happens, like I started now watching like Gary V and Matt Diavello, like Nathaniel Drew, and those people, like they don't advocate for like education very much. And I understand like many people what are doxima, oh joa kuma ju, oh blah 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 blah, but it's that's the wrong mindset that you have. You can be great wherever you are, you know, but like it's because like they are in Maju Akokoyo environment, it's the reason like they can be successful and you can't. But the problem isn't the environment, the problem is your mindset, but you don't want to take it like that. Why? Julie, I understand like we don't have opportunities like for those people, but most of those people create their own opportunities, you know. Like right now, the whole campaign about the BBI sheet is just about creating for you jobs, but they won't. They have been in power since we got independence. If they were to create jobs for us, they could have created them kitambo. The only thing that they can do that can actually like help us is creating an environment that will allow like newer jobs, newer businesses to thrive. And we are those people who determine like when like Mitumba were closed, most people were like, oh nini tunalalanja tunalani, but that was like a fucking great opportunity. Because now if like people, if Uhuru like really cared about his citizens, he couldn't have opened those Mitumbas. Yes, people who could have suffered for 2 to 3 months, but it could have opened up a new job. Like people could have, instead of opening up thrift shops, they could have opened apparel shops, at least to vange nguozi, to stengezange nguo, then we export them and we don't even get to dress them. And you've seen it with coffee, like we provide, like we produce like one of the highest grades of coffee in the world, but we don't even get to drink it. I mean like Peter McKinnon, like in his recent video, like in that photo series, like where he brings in fellow photographers and they tell their photo stories, he talked about how like Kenyans drink coffee from Nescafe, yet we produce like one of the greatest coffee in Kenya, and we don't even get to drink that like high quality. Like the grade that is left for us to drink is like trash. It just even don't taste right. That's why like many people go for Nescafe, because like they feel like it really just tastes good, you know. And maybe that's our coffee, but we exported all of it and we left our poor farmers, even like they can't even enjoy like the fruits of their labor, and that just sucks. And being someone who grew up in like a coffee plantation, my dad and his grandfather owned like a big coffee plantation, and like when it was his time aligaiwa yake, and I don't even get to drink that coffee. It's just sad, you know. Like we have seen it like with everything, like Kenya just sucks because like everything is about the money. Like when I was growing up, like I mentioned, I wanted to be an engineer. I was so into cars and so into bikes. If it were like Maju, maybe I could have joined car racing, F1, dirt biking, and all of those things. And I have the interest even right now, but I don't even get to buy a bike. It's just so fucking expensive, Mazi. And maybe one day I'll own one and I'll fucking throttle it down. And I'll enjoy it to my fullest, but then I'll be like so fucking old, I can't even participate in any championship, you know. And like Jana, I was watching things to do with dirt bikes, and I saw like the Kenyan team, like when it was going to Zimbabwe, and President Kenyatta was flagging it off, you know. But hadi ungesikia English yao masee, unasikia tu ni msee wa huko masabab, and it was just fucking sad. Like none of us uko chini get those opportunities. Like unapenda tu watu uko chini kitu wanaweza kuwa ni macrobat, yeah, wamekauka, like nothing can happen, you know. And it's just sad, man. I was watching like a documentary about like development of infrastructure in US, and like they said this thing, like development of infrastructure is like one of the greatest way for a country to build up its economy, because one, it's building up the country, and second, it's offering jobs. So the economy, it has maju, watu wako na job, watu wako na do, you see. And I remember like back then in like 20 whatever, and maybe when, but we were promised an F1 mini stadium. The stadium is just like an F1 ground where people could go and race with F1s. And I was excited actually, because as I said, I have an interest in cars and all of those things. But till now, none of those things have happened. One, could have offered jobs because of the construction and so on and so forth. Second, people like could have had things to do, and like teams like or whatever, like the Ferraris, the Mercedes, maybe one could have get to sponsor, and like they could have organized where like people, like an academy where people can go and train or so on, you know. And like mambo mingi ya poverty side maybe ingekuwa decrease. These fucking politicians, they only care about themselves. They don't care about you. Because if they did, other than pocketing big amounts of money that was meant for development of the country, they could have used that money as it was meant to be used. And sometimes, like, it sucks. Like, because we are the same people when you see Dr. Chagua say, like, you wake up early in the morning, 5 o'clock, uende upange line, ukimbia ki uende uvote with all your support. And again, it's your right, but for me, hadi I don't think I'll ever vote. Kutoka ile ujinga ya huduma namba walitufanyisha, like I gave up with like this government, because, and like the thing I see with like many millennials, like people my age, all tend to ignore politics wakijifanya venye only dope kids. But in the coming 10 to 5 years, whatever these politicians do right now, this is that effect. What have you done? They'll already have garnered up money in their big pockets. And I would like to say, like you see, even right now, Raila Raymond Gonjaka, alienda nini wapi, sijui Saudi Arabia, whatever. Wewe hadi saa hii ukienda kusi, you'll get locked in the fucking hospitals. We have seen it happen over and over again. Pale nini KNH, people are get locked in the hospital just because of pending bills. If they see all the shit about NHIF, all the shit about universal healthcare. And instead of like fighting for your own rights right now, when you got the chance, when you got the energy, huko hapo ukifanya cool kid. Atuwezi, uwezi, why? Nataka kufunga, whatever, mna istanga aje. It's sad. Like this time, like this not the time to waste your money on buying new goods, like new shoes, whatever, it's updated. Like if your fucking phone works, you don't need a new one, you know? Like right now I'm using a Huawei UI5 2018. It's bashed up the screen, but as long as it works, still works, I'll just go and replace the screen. And not unless like izime kuzima, I'll still use it for like the coming years. My laptop, oh, it's not even like, if like a professional video editor could see it and check it like, boom, it got 4GB RAM, whatever, it's like Intel Celeron, I don't even know, like it's not like the latest thing out there. You don't need all those new trousers, all those new shirts, because after all, ukimalizana nazo, not that you send them back to be recycled, because you're going to the damn purple, and it's only damaging the environment for your grandkids. You've seen it right now, Sijuni, like surviving billions in a rice can, and it's a phenomenon because like they are raising to unknown heights, and one's a salty lake and the other one is a fresh water lake. As kikutana kutakuwaje, but we hadi mambo ya global warming ufuatangi, hiyo is ku affect sijui utakufa ama utakuwa nini. It's your time to fight for like these things, but we utaki sahi na corona with a mask. And like I'm not like a professional, says Jua, like if corona is a hoax or not, but either way ukiva a mask, if corona is real, what are you protect? If corona is not real, either way you'll be still good, you know. But utaki nini utaikuonekana ati wewe ni mshamba ni umevaa mask peke yako. Don't be stupid, mother. It's our time to fight, mother. So, see you in the next episode. Peace.